Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. When she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41. I'm Aphrodite Smith, and this is the Lizzie Borden case. Bridget Sullivan. We don't know much about her. We know that she's a character in the story. We know she's the maid. We know they call her Maggie. They call her Maggie because their last maid disappeared. So they got a new maid and basically renamed Bridget. In her eyes, this was high disrespect. We don't know what she did after the murder, but was the disrespect enough to drive her to murder? Andrew Borden. There's not much we know about Andrew Borden. We know he was the father of Lizzie Borden, and we know he was the husband of Abby Borden, who he had married after the death of his last wife, Sarah. John Morse. There's not much we could talk about him because we don't know much about him. But we do know he was not there the day of the murder. And we do know that he hung around the Borden family. Lizzie Borden. Lizzie Borden was the daughter of Andrew and Sarah Borden. We know that Sarah had died early on in life, and Andrew had remarried. When Andrew remarried, Lizzie and her sister were not close to his new wife. They called her Miss Borden. Lizzie was a Sunday school teacher, and she was 32. We know that she did have some problems with her family. She wanted to move out of the house, but they told her no. We know that they had money struggles. But was that a motive for a murder? Abby Borden. There's not much we know about Abby Borden. We know that she was a stepmother, and we know that the children didn't quite like her. August 4th, 1892. It was what seemed like a normal day. Andrew went on a walk. Abby, Lizzie, and Bridget were the only ones home. Andrew had returned from his walk. Little did he know, and little did they know, that Abby was dead upstairs. Lizzie and Bridget said they didn't hear anything. Andrew had taken a nap on the couch. He never woke up from that nap. Lizzie had walked into the living room and had saw that her father was dead. She decided that she was gonna report it. She had called Maggie downstairs. "Maggie, come quick, father's dead." Maggie went downstairs and had saw that Andrew was indeed dead. They reported it to the authorities, and soon enough, investigators were at the house. When the investigators had arrived, they found another body, Abby's body. From the stairway to her room, you could see her body laying next to her bed. She had been hit 18 times in the back of the neck. This was personal. One hit would have killed her immediately. They went for the extra 17. Who was capable of something that violent and brutal? Andrew had been hit in the face 10 times or more, completely taking out his nose to his forehead. In the skull images, you could see that he basically had no eyes or no nose at all, and anything left was his mouth. Who killed Andrew and Abby Borden? Back in those days, you wouldn't suspect a church member or a woman to murder two people. So, Lizzie didn't get arrested until almost a year after the murder. Back then, they were looking for a foreign man that just came into the house. Lizzie was arrested a year after the murders. She was charged with two axe murders. Later, she was acquitted, and she had continued to live until she died. So who really killed Andrew and Abby Borden? That is still a mystery unsolved today, but I asked a few friends of their opinions on the matter. My friend Grace had said she believed it was Bridget and Lizzie, because they were the only ones home at the time and they both had something against Andrew and Abby. My friend, who wanted to remain anonymous, he said that he believed that it was John Morse. He didn't give a specific reasoning, but he said he had a feeling. I personally believe it was Lizzie and Bridget, because they were the only ones home and there is no way that they both couldn't hear anything that was going on with something that brutal. They both had something against Andrew and Abby, and they were the only ones home. I'm Aphrodite Smith, and that was the Lizzie Borden case.